This is episode number 82. 10 assumptions that will hurt us and 3 assumptions we should embrace.
This is a new day. Everything bursting with hope. Coming alive. This moment. You got a freedom. Woo! No looking back anymore. Open your eyes. It's coming. This is a new day.
Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach. From drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence.
Thanks for joining me today. This is Bethany at the Mindset for Life podcast. I'm all about your thriving life. I want you to be resilient, healthy, and happy. And one of the best ways to do that is to think about what's going on in your mindset. As I've talked about many times, mindset is what we think, what we assume, what we're really concluding about others and ourselves. The way we think about ourselves in the world, the way we consider things, impacts us greatly. In fact, there are assumptions we make about a great many things. In the previous episode, I talked about assumptions, and last month in several of these podcasts, I talked about beginner's mind, which is a way to avoid making assumptions. We're going to talk about 10 assumptions we don't need today. You're going to find that some of these assumptions are thoughts you may have thought about before. I hope you'll learn something new about how to let go of the assumptions and forgive yourself if you've held on to any of these in the past. And then 3 assumptions that are going to give you a head start, really help you have more success and happiness in your life, and also to be thriving emotionally, physically, socially, intellectually, and spiritually. So let's get started with number 1. One of the assumptions we don't need is that people are watching you and judging you all the time. When you think people are watching you and judging you, you might act in ways that are not really comfortable for you or not really natural for you. If you're thinking about people's judgments of you in any given situation, you might distance yourself from your own life and start acting in a way that pleases other people instead of lives your own values. I'll give you a good example of this. When we're thinking that someone is watching us and we're with our children, we might respond to our children not quite as authentically because we want to be seen as a good parent. If we really want to discipline our children or talk to them in a certain way, we should just be ourselves and realize people around us are not watching us and judging us. They're so worried about their own lives. They're trying to take care of themselves. Even if they're looking at us or say something to us, they're really thinking about their place in the world and what they need to do. While there are occasionally people who do judge us, it's very, very seldom. Number 2, this is a huge one. I coach a lot of people on this issue. You should hide your weaknesses, and this is also known as you need to be perfect. Have you ever thought that? Maybe you're thinking it now. When you feel like hiding your weaknesses or like you really have to be perfect, the assumption is that it's even possible to have no weaknesses or to be perfect. Whatever your beliefs are, I personally believe there was only one being on this planet who ever lived a perfect life. That's my belief. And even if you don't agree with me, I don't think anyone here is going to live perfect. In fact, I make mistakes regularly, all day, every day. And my goal now is to acknowledge my weaknesses and understand that I have them, try to improve them, and try to live my strengths much more than I have in the past. If you feel like you need to be perfect, release yourself of that assumption. It's not even possible to be perfect. Number 3, if you ignore a problem, it will go away. Well, most of us know that if you ignore something, it's going to continue or get worse. For example, if you have leaky plumbing in your house, the pipes will drip until pretty soon you've got a really big problem, some mold, and then some restoration workers will have to come in and repair your house. If you ignore a financial problem, that typically gets worse too. Pretty soon the debt collectors will be knocking on your door or sending you notices or just freezing your bank account and taking all of your assets away. If you ignore a problem, it seldom goes away. Now, if you're a manager and you're thinking about problems that your employees are having or a conflict between 2 employees, that also fits this mold. If you ignore a problem, it's not going to go away. Number 4, if my kids make mistakes, that means I'm a bad parent. Well, Your kids' choices are their choices. They're going to make those choices either to live the legacy that you've given them and the things that you've taught them with integrity, or to rebel against it. Or they might actually have a lot of other influences in their life, like people they met in school, their teachers, their church leaders, community leaders, television, internet sources. In fact, your kids have so many influences beside you in their life, it's really possible that whatever mistakes they make are their own choices and not your influence as a parent. Even if it is, your kids' mistakes are their choices, and that does not mean you're a bad parent. You could be the best parent in the world and still have a kid that makes all the mistakes you hoped that they would not. We all have to make mistakes as part of this life. We have to learn from our mistakes and become better humans. And if we never make mistakes, we can't learn anything. It goes back to number two when I mentioned the assumption that we need to be perfect or hide our weaknesses. Since it's not possible to be perfect, we should just assume we're going to make mistakes and our kids are going to make mistakes too. It doesn't mean anything about us. It is their decision and it means more about them than it does about us. Number five, this is another assumption we should get rid of. This assumption is bad things don't happen to good people. I'm not sure where that assumption comes from, but bad things happen to everyone. The rain comes on the good people and the bad people, if you believe that there are bad people out there. All of us face health challenges. All of us face the need for money to be able to buy things. We all need to eat and sleep, and bad things are simply going to happen to everyone. It does seem that some people have their share of bad experiences much more than other people. I'm not sure why that is, but it does not mean you're a bad person if bad things happen to you. In fact, there are many things that come to you that you never invited, and they might be there for your learning and your experience, or they might be coincidental and happen to you without you bringing them into your life. Either way, bad things do happen to good people all the time, and that's simply something we have to face and experience. Now, if you have a sense of purpose about your life, this can help you find things to bring meaning into your life. And when things go wrong, you can turn to your sense of purpose to get through that and even develop more purpose through that tough experience. I advocate for this as a life coach and just as a human being. I believe in having a sense of purpose, and that's what keeps me happy, and I hope that you will find your sense of purpose as well. Another assumption we can get rid of is that you need to be motivated to exercise or lose weight or make any other kind of major lifestyle change because it's really about your motivation and willpower. That assumption is a lie. Motivation to exercise or lose weight never comes until you're already doing it. I took this whole year, a couple years back, and I got up earlier in the morning and I lifted weights and I did my exercise with aerobics and weights. It's a 70-minute routine. It's the Firm Tape 2, if you're familiar with that 1988 aerobics with weights video. I did it three times a week for an entire year. I thought after the first, second, or third time, I'd start to feel motivated. I never felt motivated. I enjoyed how I felt physically afterwards and how I looked because I got my body much more toned, but I never felt motivated to do that exercise. Sometimes the motivation is going to come while you're in the activity. Sometimes it'll come later, but don't wait to be motivated to start exercising because motivation's just not going to come to help you get started. And in terms of losing weight, you don't need to be motivated or have willpower to lose weight. It's not about your character as a human being. Losing weight is about habits. It's about calories in, calories out. It's about the energy you're spending and the kind of body composition you have. There are specific things you can do to lose weight and to tone yourself up, but not much of this has to do with your motivation or your willpower. So any kind of major lifestyle change you want to make, you don't need to be motivated. You don't need to know how. You can find coaches out there who will help you with that. And you can be successful. Anyone can be successful exercising or losing weight or making major lifestyle changes. I know, I'm living proof. It wasn't until my mid-40s that I lost almost 100 pounds, and I have kept it off very successfully for 5 years now. And if I can do that, I know that just about anyone can do that. Because for me, it was a feeling of impossibility. So these things can happen, and they have very little to do with motivation and willpower. Number 7, you need to be right, especially if you're the boss or you're in charge. Now, when you're a teacher in the classroom, a lot of times you might feel that you do need to be right. Perhaps you want to assert your authority. Nowadays, you know your students can look anything up on the internet and you don't have to be right. You don't have to know everything. You can be much more a facilitator of learning and help them learn the learning skills. And you don't have to be right about everything. As a leader in the workplace, the same thing holds true. When you're open to being wrong, you're much more approachable and a much better leader. And if you insist on being right all the time, it makes you very difficult to work with. So that's an assumption that you should definitely throw away. Assumption number 8, your value comes from what you do. I like to call this one being human doings instead of human beings. Many of us believe that our worth comes from the work we do or the service we give people or the food we make our family members, all the doing, doing, doing. While it is important to do things and to contribute, our worth and our value comes from being, just from being a human. Our value comes from who we are, and you uniquely have attributes that make you special. You can look over your life and look over who you are presently, and you could just take an inventory of your strengths, your traits, your attributes, what your personality contributes to situations, things you do to get through tough times. There is so much about you that is unique, that you are a blessing, a gift to this world to be here. We all need you here in this world, and your value comes from who you are, not specifically what you do. Now, what you do can add to your value. I do believe that, but it is not the essence of you. And the next one, you need feedback from other people to know if you're doing well. This one comes up a lot in the workplace. I have a lot of people that want more feedback. They want more feedback from their boss. They want more feedback from their peers, from their team. They want to know if they're a good manager, a good worker, if they're just doing things right. Well, the problem is, if you're moving from feedback to feedback to feedback to figure out if you're enough or if you're doing a good job, you're becoming very taxing on other people. You need a way to know that you're doing well based on your own standards, based on the job description, based on the expectations, and based on what you were hired to do. So if you're seeking feedback all the time, let that go. Some feedback is healthy. And if you haven't gotten feedback recently, definitely ask for that in a healthy way. But you do not need constant feedback from other people to know that you're okay or that you're doing well. You do need to give yourself feedback, reflection, and self-evaluation. And if you're not doing that now, definitely add it into your routine. If you don't know how to do that, that's a great reason to work with a life coach. We work with people all the time, helping them develop their own criteria of success. Things that you're in control of that you can measure, tweak, adjust, and feel great about. The last thing I want to just include here is the assumption that we need to control the way other people feel. This is a widespread assumption. Like, we need to make other people happy. We need to make other people like us. We need to make other people feel pleasant or accept tough situations. Maybe we need to give up what we have or what we are so other people feel better. The truth is that our feelings belong to ourselves. And if we believe that we make other people mad, that just is not true. If we believe other people make us mad, again, not true. Our thoughts lead to our feelings. So whatever we think about something or however we decide to judge a situation or a person, that's what produces our emotional response. So it's okay to let go of the assumption that you make people feel a certain way or that they make you feel a certain way. I think there is one exception to that, and that would be happiness. Happiness, based on all the research, is the one emotion that does seem to really depend on relationships with other people. Happiness is co-created. You create some of your own happiness, and having people involved in your life also contributes to your happiness. So those are 10 assumptions you don't need anymore. You can throw those away, let them go. Let's replace those 10 assumptions with at least 3 or more good assumptions that will help you and free you up to be better at being you, being a leader, being a teacher, and putting your good out there into the world. The first one is give others the benefit of the doubt. In any given situation, it's easy to say what we think about a person's motivations or their behavior, why they're doing a certain thing. The truth is known only to that person. When we make an assumption about another person, we have no idea what the real answer is. We make ourselves go into this space of judgment, and it makes it difficult for us to engage with that person. If we give others the benefit of the doubt, we are allowing ourselves to see the potential that we could be wrong, that there could be another story. Anytime we do that, we open ourselves up to charity, to give love to other human beings and to really accept them as they are and be open to whatever they are going to tell us or not tell us. Number 2, another assumption that is definitely worthwhile. It is not personal, or in other words, it's not about you. There are a lot of things that happen to us, especially in relationships and in the workplace. These things can often feel very personal. 99.99% of the time, I would wager that it's not about you. Even when a person is criticizing you or judging you, it's about them. A person sees the world through their own lens, and often when we criticize or judge other people, it's because we ourselves are criticizing and judging ourselves on the inside. That person who might be judging you, it's not about you. It's about them and their worldview. Again, if you can give others the benefit of the doubt and remember it's not personal, it's not about you, you can have love in your heart and be the best version of you when you're around those people or doing your work. And third, this one I love because I've seen it true again and again and again. Small and simple things can bring big results over time, especially habits. If you have a very small habit, you can do it every single day, and pretty soon you have developed a very consistent pattern. One of the habits that I have is I keep a gratitude journal. I open up this little journal and I'll write 3 or more things that I'm grateful for every single day. I do this because it helps me to focus on the good things. Yes, there are plenty of things that go wrong, things that are beyond my control, or things with which I'm dissatisfied. But I'm not writing those things in my gratitude journal. I'm writing the things that really bless my life. Sometimes those difficult things do bless my life, but in general, the gratitude I'm looking at is what I'm amazed by, what really brings me joy, what strengthens me, what helps me, what puts good out into the world or into my life. Sometimes I write things like, I'm grateful for the beauty of the sun that was shining today. Lately in Idaho, it's been very, very smoky. The moon last night was an orange-red color. It was quite striking. And during the day yesterday, I could not see the sun because the smoke in the air was so thick. I could tell it was daytime, but there was no sun to be seen. Instead, it just looked like clouds, and it wasn't clouds. It was smoke. The air quality index confirms that. It was like 168 or something like that. Whatever is going on that seems negative, I'm going to push through that. I'm not going to like it all the time, but I'm looking for that moment where I can express more gratitude. And even in the moment yesterday, I was thinking, I am grateful for sunshine. When it's there, it brings me such joy. When it's not, I sure miss it. And other things I'm grateful for, I'm really grateful for my body, the way it works. When I exercise, I do feel powerful and strong, and I like that. I'm grateful for people in my life who have really blessed me and brought me a lot of insight and wisdom, and I've learned a lot from them, and also reassurance. In the tough times we're living In this world, we could use all of the support and comfort we can get. So having good relationships are wonderful blessings and things worthy of our gratitude. So again, I'm going to repeat those three assumptions that help us that I hope you'll think about this week and what they might bring for you. Number one, give others the benefit of the doubt. Number two, it's not personal. In other words, it's not about you. And number three, small and simple habits bring big results over time. And the habit that I'm highlighting today is the habit of expressing gratitude. I'm grateful that you're here, and thanks for listening to the podcast and joining me for 82 episodes focused on your mindset and becoming the best version of you. I hope you'll have a great week ahead and share your comments with me on the drbcoach.com website. And if you're looking to change a few things in your life, reach out. Maybe it's time for a life coach. Our theme song for the Mindset for Life Season 2 podcast is New Day, performed by Danny Gokey in 2021. Danny Gokey is under exclusive license to Capital Christian Music Group, Incorporated, and it was written by Ethan Hulse, Kobe Wedgeworth, and Danny Gokey. Copyright 2019. From Better Than I Found It, administered at CapitalCMGPublishing.com. All rights reserved, used with permission.
1, 2, 3. Yeah.